drinking the cup is the result of a heart of self-giving because of love and holiness of character. We are often motivated by what the world can offer us and what we like, rather than striving for what is of ultimate value and what is truly pleasing to God. So we will find it very difficult to live like that. A life of self-giving and holiness of character, motivated by that which is of ultimate value, that which is truly pleasing to God. But this is the path that we are to take if we want to follow the Lord Jesus. Matthew 26, verses 36 to 42. Then Jesus came with them to a place called Gethsemane and said to his disciples, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee and began to be grieved and distressed. Then he said to them, "My soul is deeply grieved to the point of death. Remain here and keep watch with me." And he went a little beyond them and fell on his face and prayed, saying, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Yet not as I will, but as you will." And he came to the disciples and found them sleeping and said to Peter, "So you men could not keep watch with me for 1 hour? Keep watching and praying that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." He went away again a second time and prayed, saying, "My Father, if this cannot pass away unless I drink it, your will be done." This shows to us the intense suffering associated with the cup. He said, "My soul is deeply grieved to the point of death." He was going through the process of preparing himself for the event of the cross, in the process of drinking the cup of suffering. He found his disciples sleeping. They could not keep watch with him for 1 hour. Their identification with him was not deep enough. In the midst of this, we see the Lord Jesus praying, "My Father, if this cannot pass away unless I drink it, your will be done." The Lord Jesus was willing to drink the cup, even though he knew that it was very, very painful and difficult. As a result of the Lord Jesus suffering in drinking the cup, he established the new covenant. And in Luke 22, verse 20, he says, "This cup, which is poured out for you, is the new covenant in my blood." The new covenant arose from the drinking of the cup. And it brings benefits to us today because he suffered for our sake. If we learn to drink of the cup, we too will bring benefits to the lives of other people. Help them to appreciate God's grace and to benefit. It's important for us to recognize that drinking of this cup is a voluntary choice. It is not something under compulsion, but it arises from love for God, for people, and for what is good and meaningful. God will not compel you to drink of that cup. He cannot. Because the cup arises from true love and self-giving, and that cannot be compelled. It must be something that you want to do, something you do gladly, something that you find meaningful. You want to live like that. It is not because you have no choice but to go through that situation. You gladly, willingly go through it, even though you know it is very painful and very difficult. Very often, we are unwilling to go through suffering, even when we know it is meaningful. At times, we may be willing to do so and also seek the Lord's help when we find no way of getting out of it. When suffering comes upon us and we cannot escape it, we may then pray to God to help us go through it and seek to depend on Him. But God wants us to voluntarily choose to walk with Him through difficult times as well as pleasant times, whatever it may involve. Matthew 26, verses 51 to 54. And behold, one of those who were with Jesus reached and drew out his sword and struck the slave of the high priest and cut off his ear. Then Jesus said to him, "Put your sword back into its place, for all those who take up the sword shall perish by the sword. Or do you think that I cannot appeal to my Father, and he will at once put at my disposal more than 12 legions of angels? How then shall the scriptures be fulfilled that it must happen this way?" The Lord Jesus knew he need not drink of that cup. He need not go to the cross. It was voluntary. He chose it. He need not be put to death. He could appeal to the Father, and the Father will at once put at his disposal more than 12 legions of angels. The Lord Jesus went through the cross not because he had no choice. He chose that path. He said, "How then shall the scriptures be fulfilled that it must happen this way?" This is a reference to God's perfect will. In the wisdom of God, he saw that the path of the cross is very meaningful, important, necessary, critical for the well-being of mankind. The Lord Jesus chose that path because he agreed this is the most meaningful path. Voluntarily, he laid down his life. He chose that path because of love. That is why the Apostle Paul could express deep appreciation for the Lord Jesus, who loved him and gave himself for him. So too can all of us. The baptism that the Lord Jesus referred to is associated with the cup. He spoke about these two aspects together. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink, or to be baptized with the baptism with which I am baptized? The baptism is therefore very closely associated with the cup. And from what I can appreciate from the scriptures, it very likely refers to the climax of suffering in the context of drinking the cup. There are various aspects that we can ponder about to appreciate what the Lord Jesus went through in the event of the cross. The cup speaks of the event of the cross. So too does the baptism. Why then did the Lord Jesus refer to both? In Luke chapter 12, verses 49 and 50, the Lord Jesus said, "I have come to cast fire upon the earth. And how I wish it were already kindled. But I have a baptism to undergo, and how distressed I am until it is accomplished." The Lord Jesus said in this passage, "I have a baptism to undergo." He was not referring to water baptism because that had already taken place. He was referring to something very important, something very serious, something that brought great distress to him. "How distressed I am until it is accomplished." The greatest distress that the Lord Jesus experienced in his life was the event of the cross. So we can see, therefore, that the baptism here likely refers to the event of the cross. Likely, the climax and culmination of the suffering from the cup. The baptism of death, suffering of the most intense kind for the sake of others in dealing with the problem of sin and self-life. One way that we could perhaps consider the baptism in relation to the cup is that the drinking of the cup begins the process of suffering. And as the suffering reaches its climax, it brings about death. And that event can be described as the baptism of death. In the process of suffering for the sins of the world, the Lord Jesus suffered intensely. As he partook of the cup, he began to identify with the sins of mankind. He experienced the horror, the pain, the anguish associated with the corruption, the defilement of sin. As he entered more and more fully in identification with the sins of man, he reached the climax of the full wrath of God expressed on him because of our sins. He took our place. And this led to the event of the climax of his suffering, the baptism of death. Baptism, as portrayed in water baptism, speaks of death, being buried, and rising again. When the Lord Jesus died on the cross, it was not only a physical death, but there was a spiritual principle involved. The wrath of God expended on sin. He took our place, our suffering, because of sin. He who knew no sin bore our iniquities on the cross. The Lord willing, we will consider further the meaning of the baptism and the cup as related to us in the process of seeking to identify with the Lord Jesus. It is good for us to long to be close to the Lord. He encourages us to do that, even though he knows we may not quite know what we are asking for. He does not despise us for our lack of understanding. He is willing to teach us. The important question is, are we willing to learn? Will we listen to what he has to say to us? Will we seek to understand what it means to drink of the cup and to be baptized with the baptism with which he was baptized? Do we want to walk in this path? We know it is a very difficult path, represented by the event of the cross, the spiritual meaning and attitudes associated with that. The Apostle Paul was willing to go through it. As a result, he could say that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death. He was prepared in coming to God to be empowered by God, to know the power of the Holy Spirit, to drink of the cup of suffering to the point of death, to be conformed to his death. The Apostle Paul knew that it required that he give up everything in order that he might gain Christ. There is a path that is meaningful but difficult. There is a cost to true worth. True worth is not what people think of us. True worth is not positions of honor that people may bestow upon us. True worth is not capabilities and what you can achieve and do in this world. True worth ultimately has to do with the development of our hearts, the quality of our being, the depth of our oneness with God, how much we love him, to what extent we identify with him and live for him, the quality of our love for other people. So as we consider the question, what am I worth? It's important for us to concentrate on the right areas, to pursue that which has true and ultimate value, and not to be distracted by the many things in this world. What people may say, what they may think, what they may do, the attractions of this world, what seems to be so important and meaningful, enjoyable. Let us ask him to help us to evaluate our lives. Let us ask him to teach us what it means to follow him, not just in the realm of the temporal, the physical, but more importantly, in the spiritual, moral, and eternal. Let's ask him to help us understand what it means to drink the cup that he has drunk and to be baptized with the baptism with which he was baptized. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you provided for our well-being. Even though it cost you so much in pain and suffering, you chose to provide for us what is best. We thank you for sending the Lord Jesus into this world so that he could help us to understand what is true value in life and help us to develop it in our being. We pray that increasingly we will understand what it means to follow him and to be willing to do so even when it is difficult and painful. We know that your grace is sufficient for us. In the midst of our weakness, we can know your strength. Help us to come to you, depend on you, and to know your life, your power, setting us free. Help us to draw nearer to you, to love you, and to live for you. For this we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.